Now entering Nerdist.com.
People of Earth.
That's so stupid. Thanks again for downloading. Today we learn number, this is number 13, I believe. Today we learn number 13. I want to thank you guys for downloading it again, once again, if you're listening to this. Today's show is sponsored once again by HostGator. We love the folks at HostGator, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just tell you how much we enjoy HostGator. HostGator is your one-stop website shop. HostGator makes it simple to get your professional website online and quick, with plans starting at just $3.47 a month. $3.47 a month. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. And let's face it, getting a .com nowadays is hard to do. It's 2013, you know, a lot of people have .coms. I have a bunch of .coms, but I'm also starting to get .nets because getting a .com is hard to do, and a .net domain powered by VeriSign, on the other hand, still have a ton of awesome names available. .nets powered by VeriSign are, they're the way to go nowadays. So once you get your .net, you have your domain. Now it's time to build your website. Build it, they will come, as they say in the movie picture business. Use HostGator's drag-and-drop builder or WordPress. No need to code. HostGator makes it easy for you. Get your site up and running with just a few clicks. Get it up and running and, start doing your thing. Head over to HostGator.com, buy some hosting, get some .nets, use the coupon code LEARNED30, and get an extra 30% off and help support the show. So we want to thank you guys for supporting this show. And we want to thank HostGator for sponsoring it and supporting this show as well. So, yeah, go support HostGator, and in return you'll be supporting us. And in return we'll be able to continue making these podcasts and pretending to be smarter than we really are. Well, that's me. Dan's really smart. I'm not very smart. But anyways, I digress. I don't even know what digress means. But I do know this episode is a very fun episode. Our guest today is Clark Duke. He's a really, really fun dude, really cool guy. And you've seen him on Hot Tub Time Machine. You've seen him in Kick-Ass 1 and 2. He's in the new ACOD movie with Adam Scott. Really fun dude, really great guy to hang out with. And this is a fun episode, so I think you guys will all enjoy it. So, yeah, let's light this candle. Here we go.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
All right, guys, welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Today We Learned with Dan and Razzle. Razzle and Dan, however you want to slice it, we're your hosts. As always, I'm Dan Casey.
And my name is Razzle.
And today we have a very exciting guest. He's a very hilarious actor. You saw him in Kick-Ass 2. You saw him in Hot Tub Time Machine. You'll see him in Hot Tub Time Machine 2. He's just a great guy. Clark Duke, thank you for being
Clark
here.
Thanks
Duke.
For having
thank
me.
You. Yeah.
This is Clark's voice.
Yes.
If that was unclear.
Razzle's not doing
from
a bit.
From the get-go. Yeah.
Hi, y'all. My name is Clark Duke.
Yeah. We've been watching a lot of Jeff Dunham, so we're trying our best.
You're really good at throwing your voice this other mic.
Yeah, it's, it's just leaning over.
I like that your impression of me was like super effeminate. Like,
yeah, but I had it
it's
a
like
y'all.
It's like the Atlanta Southern
accent. It's like a Dolly Parton 9 to 5.
That checks out. That's also everyone's impression of me, by the way.
I'm not a... I mean, this is the first time I met you, and I don't... In the movies, like, I just watched Kick-Ass 2 not too long ago, and I didn't... I've never recognized, like, the drawl or whatever, because you're from the South.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just this talking... We were talking about wrestling briefly, just the way you're Southern...
My grandma, subject matter brought out the accent.
Exactly. Yeah. My grandmother's from Alabama, so I instantly picked to it. So, when Dan's like, I just instantly went to the y'all, like, yeah. Anyways, yeah.
I try to tone it down for the work.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that.
No. Sorry. I'm from the Boston area, and one of the things people always ask me is, where's your accent? And I never developed one, so
really?
I have the opposite experience. It's not like...
I find a lot of times it's not so much a geographical thing as it is, like, an urban-rural thing.
Because, mm-hmm.
like, you can be, like, people from, like, Dallas won't have an accent, but people from, like, 100 miles east of Dallas, you know, sound like hillbillies, like...
Yeah, but it's weird because my father has a very thick Boston accent, as did most of the other kids in my town. Mm-hmm. It's just it never took.
The Town.
Yeah.
The Town.
Like,
The Town.
See that movie? Yes. It's based on every child in Massachusetts undergoes a similar experience. We rob a bank, try to escape through Fenway Park. Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Just that one line, whose car we
did. I was an extra in that movie to make some side cash during college. Yeah.
That's great.
So awesome. If you look in the background, I'm a Gray Blair.
Yeah.
Did you play Ben Affleck's abs?
I played the right oblique.
Is it that one or the other one? That's the movie that he's just there's just a cut to him just doing like shirtless chin up.
Yeah.
those are
overhand chin up, like the harder ones.
Yeah. It's the same thing in the new Thor. I saw it this past weekend, and this is not a spoiler. Well, maybe it is a little bit, but it's not going to ruin anything for the plot. It's just like exposition, and all of a sudden Chris Hemsworth just washing his chest with like a cloth and there's no dialogue. It's like 10 seconds, then it cuts away. And apparently that was something that they mandated. The Asgard charity car wash. We're going to raise money to rebuild the Rainbow Road.
Purple's broke.
That's how I work out though.
There's a big crack in purple.
Loki, get the undercarriage.
That's the only place I work out though, is in my closet with a mirror in front of me and a light overhead,
in your walk-in closet. Yeah.
Just so I can see how toned my abs are getting. I would pick up so many more girls at the beach if like someone was walking behind me holding a light over my head.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we started the show off with facts about the guest generally, and we've mentioned that you're from the Arkansas area.
Yep.
Do you have any other facts that you can share about you or things you've learned recently that might mind blow the audience?
Oh wow! I mean, I didn't come prepared with like a binder of facts. Oh,
okay, that's fine.
Binder full of women.
I blew it.
Dr. T's binder full of
Dr. T.
Something people might not know about you, something might not know about your hometown, something, you know, just or something you learned recently.
Yeah.
Something I learned.
This is like the lowest stakes.
No,
feel pressured.
This is like that game when somebody asks you who your favorite band is and all of a sudden you've never heard music before.
Yeah, I'm like, Smash Biscuit.
It is Smash Mouth, though. You're right. You intuited correctly. My favorite band is Smash Mouth.
I had a feeling.
A lot of people probably don't know that.
Yeah. I see you as an Astro Lounge
fan. Huge fan of DreamWorks movies and the sing-along at the end.
Yep. I recently remodeled a house.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. Is this the first time you've remodeled?
It is, yeah. First time I had a house, yeah.
Awesome. How did the... Was it like what we see on TV? Like
no, it took more than 8 days.
Okay, it took more than 40 minutes.
There were no subplots with me fighting with other people on the job.
Yeah,
that came up.
The designer and the head construction guy didn't have spats.
They got along pretty well.
Yeah. I've always wanted to create a reality show called "Will They Get This Done in Time?"
It's 1 minute.
They will.
Yes.
Spoiler. They will.
Spoiler alert. They do.
Yeah. No, I think the reality shows have completely Extreme Makeover: Home Edition have completely ruined like your perception going into remodeling something.
Of course,
you're like, oh, 8 days.
Yeah,
they can do this in 8 days.
Yeah,
but it's like 4 months.
Yeah, exactly.
You're looking at like 4 months.
If you want it done right, we can get it done in 8 days. You're not gonna like
you're
it.
Right.
This is mostly balsa wood and backdrops.
I always wondered that it couldn't be that sturdy.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't even let the like paint and plaster and shit dry in like 8 days.
No,
like you have to spend like a few days just letting things kind of dry sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not them.
No.
Speaking of days, while we're on the topic of how long days are, here's a weird fact for you guys.
Go on.
Each day on Mercury, the planet Mercury, lasts as long as 58 Earth days. Which is interesting because 1 year, an orbital period on Mercury, is actually only 88 days. Because it has almost no atmosphere to retain heat, Mercury's surface experiences the greatest temperature variation of all planets as well. And Mercury, I guess, it goes around the Earth. It goes around the Sun. From what I understand, a day on Mercury is faster than a year because of the rotation.
It's like the dog years of days.
Yeah, like a day is fast. It's faster for the... Mercury goes around Mercury spins faster than, I guess, if I'm reading this correctly.
Yeah,
I'm not very smart. But yes.
There must be some kind of vampire movie to set on Mercury, right?
Yeah.
Probably. Vampires of Mercury.
Yeah.
It sounds
They
like
only come out every now and then. I mean, just the...
That sounds like a Mars Volta album or something.
Right.
Like, that's got to be like a YA novel somewhere. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so a year on Mercury is only 88 Earth days, and a day on Mercury is 58 days. So it's
you don't
only
mean when you're on the drug Mercury.
Yeah, when you're cracking open thermometers just to get that silver rush.
When you're making hats in the 1800s.
Yeah. You're eating your body weight in tuna.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a weird fact. Look that up, and you guys are way smarter than me over there, listeners, so you'll be able to understand that more. But a day on Mercury is pretty long.
Speaking of long days, I have to imagine that the final day of the Titanic's voyage was pretty...
Nice segue.
Yeah, thank you. I tried to make it pretty seamless.
Yeah.
There were no edits, folks. That was all live.
Yeah, no, that's off the old...
All that live.
I like to keep it organic, like so much kale or quinoa. Uh-huh.
Hey, speaking of kale real quick, I was reading broccoli and cauliflower and all those weird vegetables are actually all derived from a form of kale. They're all man-made, genetically engineered from a form of kale.
They're all sons of kale?
What do you mean? Like cauliflower didn't exist until...
Until somebody spliced some kale atoms or whatever and made cauliflower. Same with broccoli.
Like, when did this happen? What year are we talking?
Oh, I'm not a scientist.
You don't have this information ready?
I don't have this information ready. Aristotle will look it up for us, though. Okay. He's our producer in the studio today. I'm not sure, but I was reading not too long ago. It's all a form of various kales that they genetically engineer flowers and all that. Broccoli wasn't actually like a plant that they were...
That grew in nature.
That grew in nature. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's a new thing I've learned.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts to the question earlier about new information I've learned.
Is that just this thing about kale?
This thing about kale, yeah. Let's start over. So I learned about kale.
Cut this in at the beginning.
Anyways, Dan, you were mentioning about the Titanic.
Yeah, so back to horrific tragedies and thousands of people dying. So, you know, Titanic, unsinkable. It's never going to sink. Turns out it did. Everyone was sad. But, you know, there's a lot of people on the ship, and one person who was on the ship that we discovered is Isidore Strauss, one of the owners of Macy's.
Ah,
mm.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's after that, ownership of the company passed through his family until 1895 when it was acquired by his family, his brother Nathan Strauss. They held a license to sell china and other goods to Macy's previously, but he and his wife, unfortunately, that Macy's money went to waste on a nice long cruise.
Are you implying that J.R. Bloomingdale may have had some hand in the Titanic?
I think so, which raises the question of who shot J.R.?
Who sunk J.R.?
Henry Nordstrom.
Yeah, Nordstrom planted the iceberg. Nordstrom.
Reginald Sears and Carlos Ropa.
All that Nordstrom money.
Carlos Ropa.
It was an alias.
That's great.
It's on the run.
Sears and Carlos Ropa.
Did you see that they're doing... Carlos made me think of Carlos Danger, the Anthony Weiner thing. They're doing like a Law and Order episode next week where I know they do like the rip from the headlines thing.
So yeah.
It's usually a pretty like close analog. But they're calling the guy like
Carlos.
Like, it was so close. No, it was like
Tony Penis.
No, it was like Enrique Excitement or something like that.
That's not even. I hope that's it.
Like, it was such a, like.
That's a wrestler.
They're not even
name.
Trying.
I know. No. You'd think there'd be. Come on, writer's room. I know you have to churn out a lot of this, but. There's got to be something better than Enrique Excitement.
It's not literally Enrique Excitement. That was
Carl Violence.
It was Enrique something, though, I think.
That's funny. Yeah. I love how they can get away with ripping from the headlines and not have to. Like, if you make a biography or something, you need to. Or when you make movies, at the end of a movie, you always need to put, this work was based on fiction, da 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 da. But yet, how Law and Order can rip off somebody's story and make it a parody.
Clearly, Is it parody laws covered? How do they get away with
that? I wonder. I think maybe parody, but it's also inspired by a true story because it's like.
Yeah, but you still got to pay rights, I believe, at some point, right?
I don't know.
I don't. If you change enough, I feel like you can
you put
get
a
away
price on
it.
Inspiration?
Yeah. People are like, well, I'd rather just watch more Law and Order than sue them. So, what else would I watch in waiting rooms across the country?
Law and Order season 3010.
Yeah.
I wonder if all the CSIs are pulled from inspired by true events. Like,
yeah, Justin Bieber was actually shot to death in the desert.
All this semen in all these people's mouths and ears.
Right.
All these every dead body just has semen everywhere.
Based on what I've heard about hotels, Nothing is not covered in jizz. Don't take off the duvet cover.
They don't have
the
to wash
quilt.
The comforter.
Yeah.
I found that out recently. There's something.
I went to a hotel recently.
The hotels do not, under law, have to wash the comforters or the duvet covers.
Yeah.
And so they don't.
That's why I
went to one recently where they had a little like note. They're like, just so you know, we do wash our quilts and duvet covers. I was like, amazing. Thank you for not leaving me.
Did they leave a black light in the room?
I will never room raid anything I walk into. Some things are not meant to be known by the likes of men.
Well, that's like, I got this, somebody emailed me a couple days ago, this website, a link to this website where you can give them your address and they'll tell you if anybody's been murdered in your home.
I've heard about this. You pay like $20 or something.
It's like $12, not even. It's like $11.95. But there's no upside.
Yeah, exactly.
The best case scenario is like, yeah, nobody's been murdered here. But the downside potential is so enormous.
Yeah. Not only is one person been murdered here.
And all these houses out here are like 100 years old. Like, yeah. You know.
It's like consulting Tobin's spirit guide in Ghostbusters and finding out your house has been a sacrificial ground.
Like, I wish they'd mentioned that when I was leasing this place.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah, I guess there's no downside, but that's why I'm the weird person who I'll take anytime I travel to a hotel or whatever, I'll either take my own pillowcase, my own pillow, I'll take a whole blanket just to, because I really don't need blankets. I just need something to cover me up to help me sleep. So I'll just,
a dog.
Yeah.
No, I just slather my body in a thin coat of, antiseptic. So I just roll with it. And like, slide around like a slip and slide.
See, but that's like the chicken Goldfinger.
Exactly.
You just paint yourself with a
I love Cheryl. Gold.
That's also why when I go to hotels, I have no problem jerking off on the comforters.
Because I know.
Because I know they don't need to wash them. I'm like, fuck these guys.
Yeah, it's something about the great melting pot.
You should have brought your own blanket, next person to rent this room.
You're a walking cautionary tale.
Because now I know if you do it, everybody's done it.
Yeah. Well, he does the comforter
on the bed.
I do inside the minibar,
and for $12, there's a website that'll tell you if somebody jerked off.
Hoteljerkoff.com.
I always feel like the remote control in the hotel rooms has to probably be like the
dirtiest,
the secret dirtiest thing.
Oh yeah,
that's a good point.
The phone, like,
because totally, because you're exclusively with people using their hands. Yeah. And I feel this way kind of about shaking hands to some extent, like. You might as well just shake penises.
Yeah.
Because everybody's touched their penis.
Constantly.
And shook your hand.
I'm doing it right now.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd rather, your mouth is already filled with germs, so I just open doorknobs with my mouth. It's just seems safer. It's keep impressive. All the germs in one place.
What if it's like a... like an oversized doorknob, like a...
I unhinge my jaw like a snake.
Right?
Yeah, and then just go to town.
Wow. That's why there's, like, you ever go to those, the doors on, like, buildings or whatever that'll have, like, one giant, like a huge doorknob where it's, like, a long pole or something? Mm-hmm. Anytime I come across those, I'll just reach up as high as I can
or
and open it.
Yeah,
because, I mean, the standard is, waist-high length that people will open it, so I'll just try and open it from as high as I can just to,
You don't have great leverage like that. It's a very heavy door. That's tricky.
I'm not walking in any castles or anything like that.
Just won't go into those buildings.
I read yesterday, speaking of castles. See, now I'm coming up with stuff that I've learned recently. It's coming out in conversation.
That's what we do?
Yeah. Moats are kind of back in style.
Oh,
yes, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
His house in Los Angeles has a moat.
No, I saw that one and like three other examples. Like, moats are back.
Yeah. Were you also on curbed.com?
Maybe.
I feel it's a
real estate website.
Yeah, it's a real estate / hate crime website. Chronicles the best of both worlds.
I love Curb because it's like the commenters on it on all the articles are like really hilarious usually.
Yeah,
like it's like it's like as hateful as like generic YouTube comments, but they're a little smarter. Like it's like people that
they're pithier.
Right. It's people that. I don't know, or in the real estate world, but still full of hatred.
Yeah. I'm glad they're using their powers for good.
Yeah.
Check out the color they painted their walls. What a douchebag.
It's just a lot of bad-mouthing other neighborhoods, which is like a huge L.A. sport anyway.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Eat a dick bay windows.
How Brentwood.
here's an interesting fact. I don't know if you guys seen recently, I believe there's a Subway commercial recently, but there was also more famously, obviously Twitter and the new Chris Hardwick show, Midnight, has a hashtag game on Twitter, and Jimmy Fallon also had it with Justin Timberlake, had a really funny sketch about vocally saying hashtags and all that. Which Subway's got to be very upset because they have a new commercial where the guy's like eating and he's like, oh, hashtag this, hashtag that. And you know they worked on that commercial way longer than Jimmy Fallon's people did. And now it's like, Jimmy Fallon already did it. But anyways, hashtag, which is the pound sign, also known as the number sign, also known as the tic-tac-toe board, originally was named the Octothorpe.
Rolls off the tongue.
Rolls off the tongue, the Octothorpe. And the origin is disputed, but it's reportedly a jocular coinage by Bell Labs supervisor Don McPherson in the early 1960s from octo, meaning eight, with a reference to its 8 points, and Thorpe, after 1912 Olympic medalist Jim Thorpe, in whom McPherson was interested.
Yet, what does that mean, in whom McPherson was interested?
That's what I was curious about as well.
He was Octothorpe.
He was
team
a huge fan.
Thorpe.
It was a huge fan. Like, if I invented something, it would be the Octo Cage, obviously named after Nick Cage. Because I'm very interested in Nick Cage.
See, my brain
also has castles. Well, he sold his castles because he went bankrupt.
He sold his castle. He sold his comic books.
Yeah, he sold everything. But another common belief about the name for Octothorpe is for the ancient sign for numbering derives from Thorpe. It's the Old Norse word for a village or farm that is often seen in British place names. The symbol was originally used in map making, representing a village surrounded by eight fields. So it was named the Octothorpe, literally meaning eight fields on map making back in the day.
So it either derived from
Thor,
Norse cartography, or
an Olympic gold medalist,
Jim Thorpe.
Yeah.
I really wish that terminology stuck around, because Octothorpe is way more fun to say than hashtag.
Yeah, yeah. Octothorpe, movies that end in poop or whatever.
Yeah. What are the things on, like, on all the British stuff, like, above every, like, pub over there, the, portcullis, is that what they're called?
The portcullis, the like the iron wrought gate that comes down?
Like, it's like four things by four, right? It's kind of a similar shape, right?
I'm not sure. I've never been to that country.
When it said often seen British place names,
it could be very similar. It could be a very
similar origin.
Similar origin as far as, you know, maybe
completely unrelated. I don't know.
But I'm watching Vikings, the History Channel series right now, so I will keep you guys posted.
That's just like a dramatic series.
Yeah,
right?
it's a dramatic series, like loosely based in history. Like, I think they trace the overall arcs, right? Yeah. But it's more of like, hey, what if we just slapped some Game of Thrones action in a Viking setting?
It's, like?
It's awesome. It's a great. I'm really enjoying the show.
If you like that, did you ever see the guy, the directed Drive, Nicholas Winding?
Refn?
Is it Ren or Ref?
I don't know. I'm pronouncing it like I'm reading it literally.
I've never heard anyone say it out loud. I keep waiting for somebody to say it so I can just pick it up without looking dumb.
I think it's easier to say that Drive guy.
Yeah, anyway.
The guy who did Drive.
The talented director
and
of Drive.
And only God forgives.
Which I loved.
I haven't seen it yet. I heard that Ryan Gosling only says like seven words.
Yeah, but what seven words?
Yeah.
No, it's great. I loved it. I think that guy's a genius. But he made a movie about Vikings that was really bananas.
Really?
It's the guy that was the villain in Casino Royale that has the blood tear.
Oh, Lashif, Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen, yeah.
He's
the lead guy.
He was a Viking in it.
He is. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a really exhausting, like,
and as we learned last week, that phenomenon where you can't remember a word or name is called Lethologica.
Yeah.
Lethologica?
Yeah.
Why does it have
lethal? I'm mispronouncing it, but, yeah, it's a weird phenomenon
Valhalla
Rising.
Yes.
It's the phrase for when you can't remember, like, what you're talking about. Like, the title of the movie,
right.
or
it's on the tip of your tongue, the phenomenon.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never seen that movie or those movies. I've seen Drive. I haven't seen that other one, though. Or Vikings. I haven't watched that, but I like Vikings. I'll have to check that out.
If you're into Vikings, you're gonna like Vikings.
I'm enjoying the way that this diverges into different topics.
Yeah, it's pretty freewheeling.
I was on the, not to brag, but in high school I was on the Quiz Bowl team.
Oh, very nice.
Captain of the Quiz Bowl team, so this is...
Fun fact.
Right, this is up your alley.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, you know, it's just kind of...
Mm-hmm. I'm still thinking about the Octothorpe, to be honest. I just love that. I love how it went from the number sign to the pound sign, and then Twitter kind of took over, and it just took it as a hashtag now.
Mm-hmm. Hash Phelps.
Yeah.
Who invented the term hashtag?
It's probably Twitter. Somebody on Twitter, I don't know. It's a good question.
Because I'd never heard that until Twitter. It always just heard pound.
Yeah, pound sign, exactly. Mm-hmm. On Wikipedia, I remember clicking when I was looking for the... When I found this information on Octothorpe, I clicked on hashtag pound sign and number sign, mm-hmm. and all it said, it was like very non-detailed origins. So the only one with an actual origin was the Octothorpe.
According to Wikipedia, the Wikipedia page for hashtag, the first use of the term hashtag was in a blog post by Stowe Boyd entitled Hashtags Equal Twitter Groupings on August 26, 2007, according to the chair of the American Dialect Society's New Words Committee.
Cool.
So
it is a new word.
Yeah,
new
2007, word. So it's only 6 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now, here's
what an age we live in.
Let's just marvel at how fluid language is, you guys.
It's a really it's a bootylicious concept.
Yeah, let's.
Bootylicious. Can I tell you how much I love Destiny's Child? Is it wrong that I like Destiny's Child? I think it is.
All their songs are awesome.
They're so catchy. So bootylicious is good.
Listen.
Oh, man, I don't think we're ready for this jelly.
Yeah. I've always thought Kelly Rowland should have had a bigger solo career.
She's having a bit of a resurgence now.
It seems like that happened a few years ago. She kind of almost broke through big, and now it's happening again.
Yeah, I think every couple of years she tries to make it through, and then Beyonce uses whatever blood of her she has left to keep the curse at its full strength.
Beyonce is like the Highlander of Destiny's Child. Yeah. There could be only one.
They killed the fourth one right away.
Then there was a fourth one?
There was a fourth. There's an apocryphal Destiny's Child.
Oh, my God.
Like, off the first album.
Was she, like, attached to one of the other ones? Like a...
legend has it that at the end of days, she will reemerge with the Titans to to battle with TLC
or like
and
when
Destiny's
Professor
Child.
X had the twin.
With
Cassandra Nova.
Yes.
Cassandra Nova, yeah.
And that arc is so good.
Yeah, I read that again recently. The whole
same here,
new
man.
X-Men.
Yeah,
the omnibus.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I have all the little like trade paperbacks. Like all. Like,
I had
six
all the single issues, but all my comics are so like.
They take up so much space.
It's a
there's
got
to be a better way.
Well, I've stopped. I've like actively over the last few years protested single floppy issues.
Yeah.
Like, just
trade paperbacks are the way to go nowadays.
The whole
nowadays.
Thing has to, like, they just have to change the whole distribution system. Like, it doesn't, and they're trying with the digital thing, mm-hmm. but I hate reading comics on the iPad. It's not the same thing.
See, I just read the story on Wikipedia. I just read the plot synopsis on Wikipedia.
Some men just want to see the world burn.
Oh, that's so grim.
Oh, this is,
that's so grim.
Man, that's a really cool story. I'll find out what happens on Wikipedia in half the time.
You know what I did that's almost
and still be able to talk about it with nerds because, I mean, right. I'm a nerd as well. Like, I'm a huge Batman fan and all that. I like comic books.
I mean, we're in a comic store right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love comic books and I love all the stories and superheroes. But I generally know all the trivia because I read, mm-hmm. I read about this stuff on the internet.
You know what you should get? Previews magazine they have down here.
Yeah.
This is a fact I learned last week.
Okay.
Previews will not give you a subscription. They will not send the magazine to your home.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to get it at a comic book shop?
Multiple email exchanges. You have to go to a comic store.
That's weird.
It's really cool, though, because they want comic book stores to thrive and continue.
They do.
That makes sense. Aren't they backed by
Diamond?
Yeah.
So they're technically a wholesaler, so they can't sell you anything directly.
And for those of you who don't know, Diamond is essentially the number one distributor
the
in the country.
Now,
I think there are some smaller ones. I just read Marvel The Untold Story recently, which if you haven't
read
it,
that
is fantastic.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Those oral history books like that are always fun.
Yeah. Especially, it's a really cool look behind the scenes of Marvel from its origins all the way through present day, which, it's amazing to see how they've turned things around since the beginning, now with this movie empire.
Oh, man, yeah. I just seen that Captain America trailer today for Winter Soldier 2 or Winter
How
Soldier.
How is that?
It's fantastic.
It looks way better. I enjoyed Captain America 1. I didn't love it. I liked it.
Yeah.
But this new one looks. I mean, I'm a huge Chris Evans fan, and it looks awesome.
It looks like a really spot on adaptation of Brubaker and Steve Epting's
run.
It's got
Robert Redford in it, dude. The Sting. Like, I'm a huge Redford fan.
My buddy Sebastian plays the Winter Soldier. Sebastian.
Oh yes.
That was in
Hot
Tub. Oh, no way.
And so I just can't take him that seriously. Like every time I see him, I start laughing.
You're like, hey Bucky.
No, because he's such a funny dude. Like,
yeah.
I don't think anybody because he only does like dramatic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he's such a like goofy funny dude in real life.
Yeah, I remember I spoke to him one time on a press line, and he was just like he was very silly, but expect this.
He's the funniest guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
We should maybe the movie's gonna take a turn. He takes S.H.I.E.L.D. hostage and does Here's 7 minutes of stand-up.
I feel like it'll be great.
Chris Evans can be funny, too. So
yeah, he's really funny.
Yeah.
Really funny guy.
Hopefully they'll have some at least some comic relief. And they're like, in the Thor 2 trailer, I just watched the part 2 trailer when for the new Thor, and at the very end of it or whatever, there's that big stone monster and whatever, yeah. And everybody's like, oh, you can have him or whatever, and he knocks him down right away, and Thor's just like, anybody else? Like, I love stupid, cocky comic relief in those movies.
And it abounds, especially in the Marvel movies. Here's something else that's funny. Speaking of funny things, making a seamless transition. Beverly Hills High School. Sounds like a TV show. Might be. But for today, we're just talking about the high school. It receives some of its funding from on-campus oil wells.
Yes, it does.
It has a cluster of 19 oil wells on a single drilling island in the middle of their campus, owned by Vinoco Incorporated. It can be seen by drivers heading west on Olympic Boulevard toward Century City, which, as you may know, is where Die Hard takes place.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Nakatomi Plaza.
So they've pumped a lot of the oil from under the campus. There's been a lot of slant drilling in regions on the western part of the Beverly Hills oil field. But they've been pumping about 400 to 500 barrels a day, and it earned the school about $300,000 a year in royalties just for having these oil wells in the middle of their campus, which is staggering to think about.
Got to start drilling on all these caps.
That reminds me.
lot of ruined sewer lines and power cables slashed in two.
That was reminds me of two things. That reminds me that there was an episode of Saved by the Bell, which was probably based on that where they were trying to, oil company wanted to come in and drill on Bayside's football field and on that. And it also reminds me of
a
website.
Did the kids not want them to?
Yeah, they didn't want them
to.
They
were against it?
They did a whole presentation where they showed that it would be bad for it and all.
Man, they really were on that fracking bandwagon before. Yeah.
Actually, if I remember, I think they started drilling in it. It made like a big, like, ducks and animals.
I was
going to
say, I bet there was a duck with some oil on it.
Yeah.
I bet there was a duck with some oil
on it. There was.
That must have really resonated with Lisa Tuttle.
Lisa Turtle. Not to correct you.
I'm speaking in italics.
But that also reminds me of a website my brother showed me a couple years ago. There's a website out there that has, in major cities across the United States and across the world, there are oil wells drilling, and there's actually false facades. Like, the government and the oil drilling places will put up fake buildings just to hide the oil drilling and make it pretty. Because, in the heart of Los Angeles, there's oil wells all over the city.
If you go over like La Cienega and La Brea, you know, south towards
when you're driving towards the airport,
you can see a lot of them. But there's actually ones inside the town that are just hidden in like fake structures.
That's awesome.
So that's why there are so many shitty donut shops that look like they're not selling anything. Yum yum! I know what your secret is.
So the oil companies took like the mob's lead on like fronts.
Yeah. Yeah, they're watching a bunch of Godfather movies. Like, we should
put a building over it.
I don't know. Get some fucking wood.
Build a building.
You watch pictures. Put up some props.
So no one calls them pictures.
Nobody calls them pictures anymore.
You watch them talkies, huh?
we were recently fucking 5 minutes ago, we were talking about how there was somebody, Marvel or whatever, there only being one distributor. Here's something about only being one. Now, Clark, you'll be able to probably correct me on this if this is outdated, but this fact is from a couple years ago.
Okay.
You're a wrestling fan.
I am.
I'm half wrestling fan. I like the main wrestlers from my childhood, and I know about wrestling and et cetera. But on April 29th of 1985, Hulk Hogan became the first professional wrestler to grace the cover of Sports Illustrated. And according to this that I'm reading this article, it's a feat that to this day none of his peers has managed to match. So from what I understand, Hulk Hogan is the only professional wrestler to grace the cover of Sports Illustrated.
They never featured X-Pac or Triple H.
Oh, man. X-Pac. We were talking before we started recording about Stone Cold Steve Austin's podcast, how great it is. There was an episode last week he interviewed X-Pac.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they talking all about the whole D-Generation X
era? I had to turn off because X-Pac recently, he tells this story about, he does like a bunch of indie shows, you know, where they're wrestling like high school gymnasiums, like The Wrestler and stuff. And he did this move called the Bronco Buster where he'd set a guy up in the corner and he would run and essentially just like, looks like you're just like humping the dude's face. I never understood the logic of how it would just hurt your tailbone, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's like a, maybe it's just a demoralizing move more than anything. Yeah. But anyway,
like the stink face.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So anyway, he was doing that and somehow hit his ass on the turnbuckle or something and ripped his anus.
Oh, God.
And it's like, that's not a thing, like, you can put a tourniquet on.
Yeah.
So he almost died. Like, he bled out so much he almost died.
Oh, my God.
And it was, the story was so gruesome, I...
That's,
yeah.
That's like the beginning of, like, and it ends with him getting a Darwin Award. Like, that's...
He lived.
Yeah, he lived through an ass-rending feat of athleticism.
Yeah.
Or athleticism.
Athleticism, yeah.
There we go. We got there.
Now, Clark, I know you wear glasses and I wear glasses, and you were spraying something on your glasses earlier to clean them, and I mentioned that I just use my breath, etc. Whatever. Glasses. We both wear glasses. There is apparently a company called Luxottica. And what's interesting about Luxottica is apparently over 80% of the world's eyewear manufacturing is and the retailer brands are owned and operated by Luxottica. Luxottica is the main reason why glasses are so expensive.
Wow.
Apparently, Luxottica's two main product offerings are sunglasses and prescription frames, and the company operates in two sectors, manufacturing and wholesale distribution. Now, in these glasses that Luxottica they create, they manufacture, and they sell, and they license, are some of the biggest companies and glass
ones I wear.
They've got Ray-Ban, they've got Oakley, Oliver Peoples, Persol.
They've got Vogue, they got Burberry, they got Chanel,
Paul
Coach,
Smith,
Dolce and Gabbana.
Yeah, they have a ton of licenses too.
DKNY, all of these, you know, Versace, Tiffany and Company.
But maybe they just
make and manufacture all of these glasses and they just slap the brand name on it.
But I don't think that's like the Oliver Peoples company. I mean, maybe they own all of them now, but I don't think like look up Oliver Peoples, somebody Wikipedia that, because I felt like it was founded by like two guys in L.A.
They could have bought it though.
They could have bought it,
or it was founded by two guys in L.A.
Who sold it to these guys.
And they sold it to Luxottica, or they founded it in L.A. and they just hired Luxottica to manufacture the glasses.
Right, but maybe the individual companies are still designing the frames.
Could be, and Luxottica just is the parent company.
Maybe they just like finance it. It says it is a subsidiary of the Luxottica Group, but you're right, it was established in 1986 by Larry Late in West Hollywood. It was acquired in 2006. Oakley acquired it actually in 2006. So I think that's how it was brought into the fold.
Wow, so Luxottica just goes around buying up all these.
Seems like if they owned all of them, they could make them cheaper instead of more expensive.
Yeah, but
I guess that's not how monopolies work.
Less money for them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like why aren't they benevolent, kind glasses distributing?
I mean, I've played Monopoly with some friends of mine, and they think the object of the game is to lose all their money.
To share.
Yeah. So yeah,
everybody just kind of do okay.
Yeah, you can rent my house for $1. Yeah, don't
if
worry
we
about.
All own you know a little property, we can just play for indefinitely.
Exactly. Yeah. Why don't we just settle down here and start a nice life? Yeah. Create a community.
That's funny. That's why I purchased, believe it or not, I purchased my glasses off of a website on the internet, and they're all like $30.
The Warby Parkers?
I buy mine from Zenni Optical.
I don't really know this one.
It's a Zenni Optical.com, and you just punch in your prescription.
But don't you need to try frames on?
No. I mean, for these glasses I have now cost me $20, and I can't...
With the prescription?
Yep, with the prescription. They're plastic, and this pair of glasses... I get the most compliments on. Like, every night, I get at least one compliment on this pair of glasses by girls, by dudes, preferably girls. But they compliment my glasses, and they cost me $20. And the thing about that is...
Do you buy,
like,
eight pairs? Just throw them or leave them in the car?
I have a pair in my car. I have a pair in my living room. I have a pair all over just because, I tend to break and lose glasses a lot.
Right.
But for $20... I can.
Yeah,
you know,
don't
you
feel
be,
as bad yeah. when like.
No can, wonder you're cleaning them on your shirt.
You know
and
what I mean.
On
and
yeah,
I can I mean. Be. And I can. You know, you can accessorize with way more things. And you know, yeah, you can upload a picture and try them on. But for $20, if they don't fit, they don't fit.
Yeah,
you know
I
mean?
Feel like I just have a real specific head, but I have to try stuff on.
If they don't fit, I mean, it's $20.
I have like eight pairs of these at this point, just because every time you do a show or a movie or anything, they have to get duplicates.
Okay.
Just in case, like, I set on them or something.
Yeah.
So I just have a box at home with like five pairs of these.
Oh wow!
Like, and they, like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
So the the ones you
like when
use...
Doug opens his wardrobe, no, it's is. Just all the like sweater vests and shorts.
That's pretty much my closet. Just pairs of glasses, Comme des Garçons sweaters.
So the glasses you wear in the movies you're in are actually prescription. They're not just.
Yeah, no, these are real.
That's interesting because I always saw
they're not
they,
CG'd on.
Well,
not,
I mean,
they don't do that.
I just wear a green frame.
Yeah.
I wear a green box on my head, and
they just take care of the rest.
I didn't realize. I've read stories where they'll have frameless glasses or whatever, and
right,
and,
yeah.
So I wasn't sure if they just
in the LeBron
no,
James
mine are
story.
Real. Mine are real.
Okay, that's yeah. interesting. That's yeah. movie magic, folks.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I feel like the fake glasses would be like if I just had like a wheelchair to accessorize with.
Yeah. I'm actually just a fan of sitting.
Like I'm not wearing I'm not wearing these just because I like them.
Yeah. Oh, the spokes go well with my cardigan.
No, you could wear contacts in the movies, though, right?
Yeah,
you
I've tried. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
It feels like you have
glass
like 12 eyelashes spread across each eye.
It's, oof.
Yeah. I don't know. I tried. I have an astigmatism in one eye, which...
Me too. Yeah. Yeah.
They bug me.
Are you yeah. you're going to get LASIK at some point?
I might. I keep having the thought in my head of like, well, you know, the longer you wait, the better it's going to get. Like, mm-hmm. the LASIK, like, they'll get more and more...
Yeah, better lasers.
Better lasers.
My theory.
I don't know. Maybe eventually. Yeah, probably eventually.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
scary,
my,
though, because like, every so often someone just goes blind from
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm waiting until the singularity hits and they can just put my brain in my
right.
body.
Yeah. Right. My aunt and uncle got LASIK, though, and it was, like, perfect.
Yeah,
like,
both
I know a ton of people that have done it. I mean,
both my folks got it, and it works well for them.
Do you have any night blindness or any, like, there's all these weird side effects you can get?
Yeah, not to my knowledge, just night terrors.
No, I think they may have had something else done.
And day terrors.
Just terror?
just terror. General creeping sense of terror.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They surgically implanted visions in their eyes
yeah.
that reoccur holograms. Like yeah. when you see a certain light, just a certain glare pops in.
Every fifth blink is the Pazuzu exorcist face.
every time they walk by a window, they see a cardboard cutout of Ted Danson. We mentioned Beverly Hills, a fact about Beverly Hills having hidden oil wells in there. Here's a fun fact about New York City. Until 1953, New York City had a pneumatic tube mail network that spanned 27 miles and connected 23 post offices. At its peak, the system moved around 95,000 letters. 95,000 letters a day. A pneumatic tube system, which is
Like on Futurama.
Yeah,
yeah,
like on Futurama or like that new the hyper.
Or just any steampunk's fan fiction.
Right.
Which is also funny, too, because a subnote on this pneumatic tube invention, until early 2011, a McDonald's in Andina, Minnesota, claimed to be the world's only pneumatic air drive-thru, sending food through their strip mall location to a drive-thru in the middle of the parking lot.
I feel like that could
That's
end disastrously
fun.
If
yeah.
you don't, like, get it right. Like, you just have fish fillets shooting out of there, like, cheesy little torpedoes.
They send you, instead of glasses of soda, they send you cans of soda yeah. that you need to wait 5 minutes before opening so it doesn't splatter on you.
It's like a ball game. You can only get that plastic beer.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Or, like, on Back to the Future when the Pepsi pops up, the Pepsi Free, or whatever that fucking blue Pepsi was mm-hmm. in Back to the Future 2.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's pretty neat.
It's funny because I do see I've seen in even some older buildings here in Los Angeles.
Well, banks still use them.
Yeah, I've seen them in some apartment buildings, like even my uncle's apartment building in New York. They have a tube thing, but don't put anything down there because it's probably just full of rat corpses by now.
Right. Or human corpses.
Yeah. Exactly. People human. Were smaller back then. Oh my God! I can't. Yeah, I'd be so worried about putting stuff in there and just going to the wrong place.
Yeah,
there's
I don't
so
even
many,
know.
There's a
like I understand how banks
that's
work because it's
joke there somewhere.
Yeah.
I understand how banks work because there's
this was addressed
tubes,
to the clitoris. It's clearly labeled.
But to have 23 different post offices sending them out throughout the city, that's like a lot of tube systems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I don't even that would just confuse me.
Yeah, then you have to get if the tube gets jammed, you have to go down to the sewer and fend off all the mole people,
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a question.
Well,
you
Ninja
guys
Turtles
might know
aren't
this.
Real.
We'll circle back to that.
Yeah.
are the sewers underneath cities like New York like they're portrayed in like comic books
oh, that's
and
a good
and
question.
Cartoons? You know what I mean? Like there's
yeah.
like Batman or somebody's always down a sewer.
And there's yeah.
Is, that,
there's
always, is there really this like?
There's always walkways.
Yeah.
And
are there really
giant
all these like
shit
paths?
Rivers?
And is yeah? Do they have like 18-foot ceilings and? Like beautiful,
I don't know. I
beautiful
feel
like molding and brick masonry work and
secret
I feel
passages.
Like,
some
is this real? Like
I feel
know, like
some
for,
of them
I know,
are.
Like Paris, there's like catacombs yeah. and all that stuff. But are the sewers under New York really?
I you know I'd be willing you know? To bet that that is a. I'd say it's like 70% accurate. Maybe it's not as like.
And how did we when they were
like,
when they were building the city where they're like, all right, well, we got to add about 12 feet here and then build the city on top of this.
Yeah, well, I think they probably there's, realized they had to when they. Got a handle on sewage and mm-hmm. all that. I feel like they realized they had to have enough room for the volume mm-hmm. of sewage that it would create.
Isn't New York like built on a old city though? Didn't I feel like I've read places
built on
where...
the ashes of New Amsterdam?
I feel like I've read and seen photos where they've built up on like another level of like old subways or old
right.
old buildings that
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Like
I'm not sure, but that definitely I feel like. It has. There has to be some truth to it if everybody has that preconceived notion that
right.
you can walk around under there. Now, I do remember seeing, you know, back in the day, like when I was younger and seeing construction on sewers, I do remember seeing giant pipes that were at least 5 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Big
culverts,
and, yeah. In circumference that, you know, you could walk through if you duck. But I also remember, like, small sewers. But we're talking about, like, the, like basements
where Batman's fighting people.
Yeah, yeah, where Batman's
that's
fighting people or,
he's going up
yeah,
he's going
yeah.
to where there's Killer Croc
where there's like a giant cylinder that has
yeah the big cylinder
the big cylinder,
the big cylinder.
That like has 18 different
yeah.
pipes just dumping
yeah.
into
yes
it.
If that's anybody, what I want to know.
If anybody listening works in that field or has
do we have
photos,
phones? Can they call in?
Yeah,
this is live, right?
Listeners, please call in right now.
Please call
be sure
right
to
now.
Use Octothorpe sewage facts
as your,
we can find it.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody listening has any info on that, we'd like to. That'd be curious. I mean, we could just Google it when we
yeah,
get home.
Yeah, actually,
but
you know what,
I'm
guys?
I'm going to give my home phone number on the pod, and if anybody has anything, just call me directly.
I'm actually going to New York this weekend, so I'm going to take an investigative... sorry, Disney's Frozen. I've got a sewer mission to go on.
What is Frozen?
It's their new like animated movie, a new Disney princess, the musical.
Is it a 2D cartoon?
No, they're
CG.
Not doing 2D anymore. They're all 3D.
Like
from
they're
this point
never
on.
Gonna make another 2D cartoon.
That's yeah. pretty much they think they closed
so
their 2D division.
That. They what? Say that, but they'll end up doing something very.
It'll be like in 10 years, it's like
isn't
a throwback.
Kind of nostalgic for like really like nicely drawn 2D.
I like it. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love that shit, man.
The 3D animation's all well and good, but it's never going to match the sort of like beauty
well,
that you can
it's
achieve
two different
with.
Things.
Yeah.
Even I mean they do successfully merge it though. There was a short that I think won an Oscar last year called The Paper Man or The Paper Airplane Man or whatever. You can find it on
Paper
YouTube.
Man.
The Paper Man. That's
it,
like a 7 minute
ran before Wreck-It Ralph.
It's a 7 minute black and white cartoon and it's 2D. It looks like it's hand drawn, but it was actually done in computer and it's a beautiful
short. Yeah, they did a nice job
short.
With that.
And it looks just like a 2D animation movie, but it's I feel like as long as they make that, at least,
the
in the
short,
future, I'm excited.
The short that's going to air before Frozen is called Get a Horse, and it's actually a brand new Mickey Mouse short, and it also blends 2D and 3D pretty
okay.
ingeniously from what I've heard.
I'm
like,
excited then.
It'll take that 2D perspective and suddenly goes into 3D, so
see,
sounds
I'm
pretty cool.
I'm excited about that. I do miss, like, some of my favorite Disney movies are like The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, all the classics from when we were younger,
mm-hmm.
Or even Oliver and Company, you know, I mean, that was still 87, I think. But even those, you know, the 2D animated, it's definitely has more nostalgia, more, I don't know, there's more to there, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of anybody working in computer or anything. I love, you know, I love Pixar
yeah,
and I love
incredible.
All the
yeah.
CG, but there's something to be said about watching a 2D animated movie. So, yeah, sewers are cool. Dan, when you're in New York, research those sewers for us.
I will. I will go
root
down
around.
There.
Root
I'm gonna
root
find.
Around.
I'm gonna find that canister that blinded Daredevil and gave us
Snoop
the Ninja
around.
Turtles.
Yeah, same
I will,
canister.
I'll do it all.
In fact,
yeah. Well, unfortunately, it looks like we're about out of time.
About out of time.
You guys got a hard out over here, huh?
Yeah.
We
except
don't.
The studio is going to explode if we go over 50 minutes.
Yeah,
it's the opposite of speed.
We try to keep them around 45, 50 minutes. So that seems to be the happy medium.
Yeah.
It flew by.
Yeah, it did.
Well, Clark, where can they? Where can people find you online? Where can
they
people
can't.
Find you? just go on Craigslist.
No, you can't. I don't have Twitter. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Instagram. You can't find me.
Not even
you
a
can't.
Friendster account lying dormant?
You have to know me in real life.
Gotcha.
That's cool. It.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
you had my email. That's
yes.
I don't have your email.
I'll give it out over to the listeners.
Yeah.
It's HulkHogan69 at earthlink.net.
At angelfire.livejournal.
Please send Clark a hand-carved stone tablet with your message.
You can check out my GeoCities page.
Yes. it still has a little shit that follows the mouse when you move it around.
Yep.
Where can they see you on the big or small screen coming up?
Well, ACOD is out in theaters right now.
Yes, you should go see it. I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's great. A handful of, New York, LA. I mean, it's an indie, so it's a limited release.
Is it going into a wider release?
It is. I don't know exactly how wide.
Yeah.
I don't know. They kind of seem to, stair-step the... Mm-hmm.
Just look up ACOD release dates and then you will get your answer.
Adam Scott, Richard Jenkins, Catherine O'Hara. Yeah, Bing.
Bing.
Just Bing a theater near you. And then Hot Tub Time Machine 2 will be out, I think, around March or sometime in the spring.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what is that? Is that quarter one or is that quarter two?
I guess it's quarter one.
Yeah.
And then...
Kick-Ass 2 just came out on DVD.
DVD. That's out right
Great
now.
Great movie. I love that.
The Croods is out on Blu-ray.
Oh, yes.
I enjoyed that movie, too.
Yeah, I did, too.
I didn't realize you were in The Croods.
I'm the kid. I'm the giant child.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's Steve Crude.
I'm Roger Crude. the attorney.
Now, do you think did they call it the Crude because it has to do with crude oil, or is that just a play on words, or is it nice stretching?
It's just a pun of a caveman sounding word. Don't overthink it.
All right,
it's a family name.
Yeah, just let it go.
The East Egg Crudes.
The East Egg Crudes.
The East Egg. Cool. So ACOD.
ACOD out now. Yeah.
ACOD. Kick-Ass 2. The Croods, Hot Tub Time Machine 2. Yeah. You'll have no shortage of opportunities
or just turn on cable.
Yeah.
And you can always see Sex Driver, Hot Tub Time Machine on Comedy Central.
That's true. Yeah.
TBS.
I forgot you were in Sex Driver. Around the clock. So funny.
It's like back in the day they used to play
Saving Silverman. Yes.
Thank you. I make this joke all the time and everyone gives me a stone face.
Oh, dude, I got so excited 2 weekends ago. It was Saturday morning and I woke up and Saving Silverman was on, followed by Sex Drive, and I was like, this is what making it feels like.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're feels good. When they're stuck together like that,
it's just one entertaining
block.
That's funny. That's
well, fantastic. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you back eventually.
Anytime.
And if you guys want to find us online, because you can't find Clark, you might be heartbroken, but you can still find us. We're on Twitter at TWL Podcast, where you can email us at twlpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. Today we learned with Razzle and Dan, or you can talk to us directly. I am at Osteoferocious. Razzle is at My Name is Razzle. The number two, not T-O-O, he's not being cute.
No.
It's just the number two.
The number two.
So let us know what you think. Give us your facts. We love to hear from you. We appreciate your ears. We appreciate you listening. And as always, we hope you learned something.
Yeah, and tell your friends. Yeah.
I learned a lot.
That's cool. The best endorsement.
we're gonna on all the ads. We're just gonna put in quotations. I learned a lot. I mean, it'll be like Clark Duke, the guy from The Croods.
Did I sound too sincere? Not sincere enough. What was
it's gonna be like? And look what our customers have to say. Yeah. I learned a lot.
I learned a lot. Use that one.
We nailed it. Put it on wax.
I learned a lot. That's wrap. Wrap it. Put it to tape. All right, thanks, guys. Give us a review on iTunes. We love those. Thank you, guys. Give us a review, please.
Bing Tunes.
Yeah.
Zoom. Download on your Zoom.
Not to beg, but,
you get lost, ask Jeeves.
We really appreciate everybody for listening once again. And
yes.
Thank you. We couldn't do this without you.
Except for you.
And
you know who you are.
All righty. Let's end it. Cool. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.